Greetings in Jesus' name on this 25th day of January, the year of our Lord 2023. It's currently 25 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we're expecting another big snowstorm coming this way. Could be up towards another foot of snow. I've spent 2 days plowing the snow and moving snow around and running the Lucky the Loader, a big Caterpillar 950, and working and laboring and sanding and salting and so much involved in moving snow and also working on different projects around the ministry. It seems as though when it snows, all I have time for is to move the snow. We got word this morning that one of our modulars was out of propane and had to go down and move the snow and make for sure that the propane driver could get in. And that's just the way it is as we minister here on this mission field. We're thrilled about the service tonight. The snow's going to come, and it's probably going to hurt our attendance a little bit, but hey, we're still going to go at it, wide open for the Lord, with our hands in the air, shouting unto God with the voice of triumph. I hope that you're excited about all that God is doing in and through your lives and looking forward to Share-a-thon 2023. I hope everybody has some money put aside for the radio station and the broadcasting and the glorious gospel that's going forth literally around the world. Thank you for praying for us. And if you are a plumber and want to come and spend about 3 days with us, please contact me. And if you are a floor man, that's gym floors, and you want to come and spend 3 days with me, please contact me. And if you're an older gentleman that knows how to run steam, and we've got a boiler here, a million BTU boiler, steam boiler, and can go around and confirm everything, spend 3 days. We need help. We need laborers. And we pray every day, oh God, send laborers into the harvest fields. And if you're one of those, contact me. I'd love to be able to see you come and help the gospel ministry here in this region. In your Bible today, Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24, then said Jesus unto his disciples. Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's talking to the believers. He's talking to those that have been born again. He said, if any man will come after me, he's talking to the disciples, and he's giving them an invitation. You want to come after me? Coming after the Lord, there could be no greater joy in a person's life than to come after the Lord. If any man will come after me, just think today, who are you going after? Some of you boys, young boys listening to the broadcaster are going after girls. Some of you girls are going after boys, and you think you're going to get married when you're 14 or 15 years old. You're going after the wrong individual. You need to go after the Lord. If any man will come after me, come toward the Lord, follow the Lord. That's who we need to be following. Here's what Jesus said you got to do. Let him deny himself. There is no room in Christianity for selfishness. There is all kinds of room for selflessness. Let him deny himself. I could think back when I was working at Asheville Industries over there in Arden, North Carolina, and I was a machinist, and the Navy said, come work for us, and we'll let you retire in 20 years down in Charleston, South Carolina. And then Volvo said, we're buying your machine, come work for us. And I thought, it would be easy to have a paycheck. It would be easy just to go and have the retirement and have the 401k and the 502p and everything else involved and all of the stocks. That would have been easy. Thank God for the day. Hallelujah for the day that I said, nope. I'm denying self and I'm following Christ. You said, has he taken care of you? I'm about to have a Holy Ghost spell. 27 years I've been up here in the cold country of Maine. And I'm telling you, I was young and now I'm older. I'm 53 and I've never seen him forsake me. I've never seen him be late. I've never seen him be in a position where he did not supply for me or for our church. You said, what do you got to do? Just deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow me. And the songwriter says, follow, follow. I would follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere. I would follow on. That's right. Just follow the Lord and deny self. Follow the Lord. Shout the victory. Throw your hands up in the air. Bring your handkerchief out of your pocket and just throw your pocketbook up in the air. Woo! Nothing like following the Lord. It's a life of great blessing. And I have no sad stories to tell. I just look forward to starting more churches, seeing more people saved, building more buildings, establishing more for Christ, bulldozing for the Lord here in New England. Pray about all of these individuals. We need help. Seriously, we need help in all of these areas. And we're believing God that He's going to bring it to pass. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.